The Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith, and starring Ezra Stone as Henry, with Jackie Kelk as Homer.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
For the Aldrich Family. Most of us remember our teenage as something that was always bright and shiny and rather wonderful. But to Henry Aldrich, who is right in the middle of his teenage, life is not always that attractive. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. It is the afternoon of the last day of the year.
You are, Father? You really are?
Certainly, Mary. May I ask what's so unusual about taking your mother to a masquerade on New Year's Eve?
But, Father, did you know that people dance at masquerades?
Certainly I know.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
Nothing.
Mary!
I'll be right back, Father.
All right, Mary. Take your time.
Where are you, Mother?
In the dining room. And, dear, I was just wondering how you and Kermit were going to spend this evening.
Didn't I tell you, Mother? Oh, my goodness, I'm so thrilled.
Really?
I guess Kermit's just about the most thoughtful person in the whole world.
My, where's he taking you?
No place.
No place?
He's just coming over here, where we can be all by ourselves with just each other.
What?
Isn't that thoughtful of him?
Well, yes, dear, of course.
Goodness, when I think of all the poor girls whose boyfriends can't think of anything better to do than throw their money around and never get a romantic thought in their lives. My, doesn't your heart bleed for them?
It certainly does, Mary. And I know just how you feel. Your father was always very thoughtful that way, too.
Did you know he's planning on actually dancing tonight?
Dear, your father's been dancing for 25 years.
That's what I mean. Wouldn't you think he'd get tired?
My goodness, I never thought of that. I wonder... Excuse me, Mary. Oh, Sam!
Mother, do you think I should bake something for Kermit?
As long as you stick to macaroons, Mary.
Alice, I'm trying to read.
I know, dear, but I just got to thinking about...
About what?
Sam, are you sure you want to go to that masquerade tonight?
Of course I'm sure. Why do you ask?
Well, it's just... Are you sure you aren't getting tired?
Tired?
After all these years?
Tired, Alice. These years with you have been the happiest of my life.
What? Dear, I'm talking about the masquerade.
Oh. Well, Alice, when you first mentioned the masquerade, I may not have been too enthusiastic, but now I'm really looking forward to it.
You are, dear?
Not only that, I promised I'd take you and Alice. When I give my word, I keep it.
Oh, Father!
Yes, Henry, I'm in the living room trying to read.
You go right on with your reading, Sam. It's nice and restful for you.
What's that?
Father, I've turned the whole house upside down, and you're my last hope.
I am.
Gee whiz, do you know where my shin pads are?
Your shin pads? What do you want them for?
I'm taking them to the hockey game tonight, Father, and have them autographed.
I'm afraid I haven't seen them, son.
You haven't? By the way, Father, what are you planning on wearing tonight?
I don't know yet, Henry. Mr. and Mrs. Brown are looking after the costumes.
You're wearing a costume?
Certainly.
You are, Father? You really are?
Yes, I am, and I'm also going to dance.
You are?
I am.
You're going to dance at a thing like a hockey game?
What?
Well, yeah, you know, the game you promised to take me to tonight.
When did I promise a thing like that?
Why, just before Christmas, Father. When you couldn't take me to that basketball game you promised.
Well, yes,
and you
but...
said the very next time there was a hockey game, no matter if the world came to an end, we'd go.
Yes. Well, Henry, I just want you to know that there's nothing I'd rather do than take you to that hockey game.
Boy, isn't it lucky I reminded you?
Yes.
Especially since I already turned down 3 different New Year's Eve parties.
Oh, you did?
Sure. And none of the kids would believe me when I told them how my father thought enough of me to...
Henry.
...to turn over the entire end of his old year to me.
Henry, would you excuse me a minute?
Sure, Father.
Alice!
Yes, Sam?
Alice.
Dear, the Browns didn't phone, did they?
The Browns?
Well, they said they'd get all the costumes, and my goodness, it's the middle of the afternoon now.
Alice, I just got a wonderful idea.
You did, dear?
Why don't we put on our coats and hats, say, next Saturday night, and go down to the Mansion House for dinner?
Why, Sam...
And go dancing afterwards. You know, really make a night of it.
Sam, you dear.
You'd like that?
Like it? Why, Sam, I'd adore it.
Fine. Then, Alice...
And, dear, I think you get more thoughtful every day.
Well...
My goodness, how many husbands realize how tired we wives get eating our own cooking all the time?
Alice, what I had in mind was that we would do that in place of going to the masquerade tonight.
But, dear, I've been looking forward to this masquerade.
Well, look, Alice, why don't we make a night of it, not just next Saturday, but every Saturday night in the year?
What?
You know, make a regular date of it.
My goodness.
Instead of going to the masquerade tonight.
Well, naturally, Sam, if you're feeling your age, of course I won't drag you out.
Alice, I am not feeling my age.
Well, dear, suddenly you do look awfully haggard.
Mother, I can't find the coconut.
I'll look for it, Mary.
But, Alice... Oh, Henry.
Yes, Father.
Henry, you know, Henry, when I wasn't able to take you to that basketball game...
Yes, sir.
Well, that was a very good example of the way things have been in 1948. But not next year.
No?
No, sir. Next year, son, is going to be a big change. You and I are going to be closer.
We are?
We are.
Gee, that's swell, Father. And boy, what a swell way to start the new year off. Going to a hockey game together.
Well, this is still 1948, Henry. Why start a new regime tonight? Why not start it, say, any night next week that you name?
Next? Well, sure, but...
And we'll go out on the town and have the time of our lives.
We will?
Absolutely. Even if... Even if...
Even if the world comes to an end?
Yes.
Well, sure, that's okay, Father.
Fine. Now you're sure, are you, son?
Sure.
Sure that that's what you'd rather do. I mean, I don't want to appear to be forcing you into anything.
No, it's okay, Father.
After all, hockey is rather a strenuous form of amusement for a man of my age. Well, I mean...
Sure, Father, I understand.
You really do?
Well, I'll find somebody younger to go with. But Homer... Are you still there?
Sure.
Well, how about it?
Nothing doing, Henry.
But look, Homer, who really wants to go to Willie's party on New Year's Eve?
I do.
Do you sit around, play stupid games, wear your feet out dancing, and watch a lot of dumb girls watching you to see if you're watching them?
What?
But boy, you go to a hockey game, see, and there are all these swell players, and there's this little piece of rubber.
Sure, and all they do is chase it around.
Homer, they do a lot more than that. Boy, they trip up each other with their sticks and push each other into the sideboards. Sometimes a player even lands in your lap.
In my lap?
Sure.
No kidding.
Sure.
I'd rather go to the party.
But, Homer...
And you can go to the hockey game.
All by myself?
Sure. Just think, you'd have one seat to sit in and one seat for any player that might land there.
See, that wouldn't be any fun.
Well, I'd like to bum around with you, Hen, only... Gee, a hockey game.
Isn't there anything you'd rather do than go to Willie's party?
Well, what I'd really like is to go to that masquerade.
The masquerade?
Sure, that our folks are going to. Gee, they're giving prizes and everything.
Well, then why don't we both go?
Well, you need money to rent costumes.
Look, Homer, my father gave me an extra dollar, and if I could sell my hockey tickets, I'd have enough money.
How could you sell them at this late date? Everybody will have plans.
For the sake of your new year, Homer, the least I can do is try.
Hello?
Hello, Sam.
Oh, hello there, Will. Everything all set for the masquerade?
You betcha, Sam.
Fine. Just the thought of getting out on the dance floor makes me feel like a boy again.
Sam, I phoned to tell you we have the costumes.
Good. What are they?
We're going as the four seasons of the year.
Say, that's a darn good idea, Will.
You're winter.
What?
You're winter, Sam.
Oh, I am?
You wear a long white beard, see, and you even have a cane.
A cane, huh?
Sure, so you won't even have to dance, Sam. All you have to do is hobble around all evening.
I see. Well, that's just grand.
I'm glad you like the idea, Sam.
Oh, I do. I do indeed. What are you, Will?
I'm Summer.
Summer, I see.
Well, so long. We'll get together later and try the costumes on.
Fine. Goodbye, Will. Oh, Alice.
Yes, Sam.
Alice, how old is Will Brown?
Why, I'm not sure, dear.
Isn't he a couple of years older than I am?
Yes, I believe he is. Why? What's the matter?
Nothing, Alice. Nothing at all.
But, Homer, listen. listen to reason.
Henry, stand aside.
Where are you going?
Home.
But, Homer, it's the only costume he has left. It isn't my fault.
It isn't my fault either, and I refuse to have anything to do with it.
But I've already sold my hockey tickets, Homer, and you promised you'd go to the masquerade with me.
Not in this costume.
Well, I can't go in it alone.
Listen, Henry, I'm not being the back end of any horse, and that's that.
Is that all that's worrying you? Look, you can be the front end.
No, I'm not starting the new year by being any part of a horse.
But Homer...
Henry, I said no. Do you think I want to dance with you all evening back to front?
What are you trying to say?
Simply this, Alice, that some time ago I gave Henry my word I'd go to a hockey game with him this evening.
But, Sam, what about the Browns?
That's unfortunate, Alice, but the more I think about it, the more I feel my first duty is to my son.
But think of how disappointed they'll be.
I know, and I'm sorry, but they'll just have to find themselves another winter.
Sam, what do you mean?
Why, nothing.
And what about me, dear?
Alice, I'm sorry about that, but I'll make it up to you next week.
Did you mean I have to stay home tonight with Mary and Kermit?
Mother, you do? Right here in this house?
Yes, Mary.
You mean right in the living room?
Excuse me, I'd better phone the Browns.
But, Mother!
That's all right, Mary. I won't bother you and Kermit. I can fix myself up very comfortably in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
I'll be fine, Mary. I'll take an armchair out there and just knit.
My goodness, we wouldn't think of letting you do a thing like that.
Well, Mary, if you really don't object...
Kermit will bring the radio out in the kitchen for you.
Mary, do you mean to say you'd really banish your own mother to the kitchen on New Year's Eve?
Mother?
Yes, Henry?
Has anyone phoned for me while I was out?
No, dear.
No one at all? Not even Homer?
No, Henry.
Oh.
Henry?
Yes, Father?
Well, come in here, please. I've been looking for you.
Mother, you don't understand.
Yes, I do, Mary. I understand perfectly.
Henry, I have news for you.
You mean Homer changed his mind about going with me?
Henry, I'm going with you.
You are?
Yes. Sir, I've managed to change my other plans, and son, you can count me in.
I can? That's definite, Father?
It is. I may have been forced to go back on my word a few times in the past, but not anymore, Henry.
Oh, boy, then let's try it on.
Try what on?
The costume.
What?
I have it right out in the hall, Father. And boy, it's the best darn-looking horse you ever saw.
Horse? Now, wait a minute. I thought we were going to a hockey game.
Not anymore, Father. We're going to the masquerade instead as a horse.
Now, wait.
You're the back end.
Now, wait.
You just promised, Father.
I know, but I thought... Henry, you don't expect me to walk around all evening, bent over double.
But, Father...
I'm not a young man, Henry.
Father, you mean you're backing out again?
No, but...
After you said we were going to be closer this year?
Not that close.
Getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich had made arrangements to attend a New Year's Eve masquerade with the Browns when Henry informed his father of a promise to take him to a hockey game tonight. Due to his efforts to keep his word to everyone, Mr. Aldrich has now wound up as the hind end of a horse. The scene opens in the Browns' living room. It is late the same afternoon.
Mother, would you phone Willie Marshall for me?
What for, Homer?
And tell him it looks as though I'm going to recover and I'll be able to go to his party tonight after all.
Recover from what?
My pneumonia.
What pneumonia?
Mine, Mother. He thinks I'm staying home with pneumonia instead of going to his New Year's party.
You're not going to Willie's party?
I told him I wasn't, but... Gee whiz, I'll be darned if I'll be a horse.
Oh, Homer, just because you're a horse is no reason to think you're coming down with pneumonia.
What?
Just go and gargle, dear.
But, Mother...
Homer, do as you're told. Can't you see I'm busy thinking?
Oh, okay, but gargling isn't going to straighten me out with Willie.
Dear, you just have to have faith.
Faith? I know, but...
Out of my way.
Mother!
Homer, what's the matter?
Mother, there's a tree out in our hall.
A tree?
And it spoke to me.
Oh, dear, that's no tree. That's your father.
Why?
And get off my lap.
Here I am, Elizabeth. How do I look?
Father, is that really you?
Sure, I'm Summer.
You're what?
I'm Summer. Summer.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Will, stop fooling around with that costume and help me find a spring and winter.
Who?
Spring and winter, dear. They're just backed out.
What's that?
Gee whiz, I'm going upstairs and lie down.
Elizabeth, what do you mean they backed out?
Will, the Aldrich have suddenly decided they can't come to the masquerade tonight.
Well, that's a fine thing.
Now, Will, calm down. You're shedding your leaves. There's the phone.
But, Elizabeth, what are we going to do? We can't go just this two seasons.
Will, I've been trying to think how we could convert our costumes, but I'm afraid it's hopeless. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth. This is Sam Ulrich.
Oh, Sam, you'll never know how disappointed we are.
Well, that's what I called about. Even if I can't make it, do you think you could still fit Alice in as Spring?
Well, the only thing is, Sam, wouldn't the three of us look a little awkward without Winter?
Nonsense, Elizabeth. If there's one season you can dispense with, it's certainly winter.
Well, maybe we could work out something.
Oh, I'd appreciate it, Elizabeth. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Elizabeth, was that Sam on the phone?
Yes, he wants to know if we could fit Alice in his spring.
You mean all by herself? But who'll we get as winter?
I haven't any idea. Unless...
Yeah?
Well, I've got it.
What?
He's not going anywhere tonight. Oh, Homer!
Yes, Mother?
Come down here and try on this beard.
Father, could you hold the horse's tail still a minute?
Henry, what are you doing?
Well, the trouble is when I put my head in first, my feet won't go in.
Try putting your feet in first.
Are your feet in, Father?
Yes.
Maybe I should sort of bend over. Father, what happened? The hind legs are sticking straight up in the air.
Yes, and I'm on my back.
Well, maybe that's the way to do it. We both lie on our back, see, and stick all our 4 feet up in the air.
Now, wait a minute.
Gee, isn't this going to be fun, Father?
Sam, will you please answer the phone?
Well, I'll try.
I'll get it, Father.
Henry, stop pulling my leg.
That's my leg, Father.
Now, look, that's your leg over there.
It is? Well, whose arm is this?
Now, wait.
Isn't anybody going to answer the phone?
Now, Henry, let's take one leg at a time.
Hello. Is that you, Mary?
Yes, is that you, Kermit?
Yes. Hello.
Hello. My, it was nice of you to phone.
Mary, I have some news for you.
You have? I have news for you, too, Kermit.
You have? What is it?
You tell me yours.
No, you tell me yours.
No, you.
Well,
first of all, I made something wonderful for you to eat tonight.
You did? That's wonderful because, frankly, Mary, I am getting a little tired of macaroons.
Oh, my goodness.
And not that I'm not crazy about your macaroons, Mary.
Well, that's all right, Kermit. Goodbye.
You're leaving?
Yes, I have to go, and that is, yes.
But, Mary, I haven't told you my news.
Well, could you tell me quickly?
Sure. We're going to a hockey game tonight.
A hockey game?
Yeah, and guess who sold me the ticket?
Kermit, a hockey game on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, isn't that swell? Mary? Mary, are you there?
Yes, but, my goodness, I was looking forward to...
To what?
Kermit, if you don't know, I'm certainly not going to tell you, and goodbye.
Mary, what's all the commotion out here?
Father, I think you men are just hateful.
What?
You're all the same, every one of you.
Mary, what did I do now?
Well, I think I've got that horse licked, Father.
Henry, you can forget about that horse.
Forget about
it? I can see your heart isn't in it, son. Now, where are those hockey tickets?
I haven't got them.
Well, get them. When I say I'm going to take you to a hockey game, Henry, then that's what I'm going to do.
But, Father...
I'm not going to palm off a masquerade on you instead.
But, Father, I can't get the hockey tickets. I sold them to Kermit.
What? I see. Excuse me, Henry.
Father, you mean you're going to change your mind again?
Alice?
I'm in the kitchen, Sam.
Well, look.
Would you like one of Mary's macaroons, dear?
No, thank you. Alice, I've been thinking it over.
Thinking what over?
And while I made a promise to Henry, I also made a promise to you.
Yes, but...
Henry's young. He'll get over it. Whereas you...
Whereas I what?
Alice, would you explain to Henry that you insist I go to the masquerade with you?
But, dear, I can't.
You can't what?
I can't insist now.
What do you mean?
Elizabeth just phoned me and I'm going with someone else.
What? Alice, do you mean to say you're going out tonight with some other man?
Well...
Who is he?
Frankly, dear, I don't know. Elizabeth said it would be a surprise.
That's pretty unbelievable.
Why, Sam, you're jealous.
Jealous? I am not.
Now, dear, you haven't a thing to worry about.
Alice, you're to call the whole thing off immediately.
But, Sam, I've given my word.
Alice!
And, dear, I'm sure that once I've made a promise, you wouldn't want me to break it all.
Henry, everything's all settled. You and I are going to that masquerade as a horse.
But, Father, I thought you didn't want to.
Only I'm going as the front end, you understand. Where I can keep an eye on... Where I can watch... Where I can see what's going on.
But Gee whiz, Father, you're too late.
What's that?
Look, I just got the hockey tickets back from Kermit.
The hockey tickets?
Sure. I traded him something for them.
Kermit Hannigan, you certainly have your nerve.
But, Mary, you said you wanted us to be secluded.
I've never been so insulted in all my life.
But, Mary, you can be the front end.
Just a minute. What's going on here?
I can tell you, Father.
Mr. Aldrich, would you try to explain something to Mary for me?
Kermit, I'm not dumb. I don't need anything explained to me.
Mr. Aldrich?
I think I'll just stay out of this.
But, Mr. Aldrich, you're better at managing women than I am.
Oh, Sam.
Who, I?
Hello, everybody. How do you like my costume?
Oh, Mother,
it's very nice.
Alice, I'm giving you one last chance here and now to break your date.
Mother, you have a date?
Yes, dear.
With a man, Mrs. Aldrich?
Well, Kermit, what's wrong with that?
Yes, Kermit, with a man.
Mother, a man?
Aldrich.
Homer, we're busy.
You are? You mean you can't go with me?
Good heavens.
With you?
Gee whiz, Homer, where'd you get that beard?
Homer, you mean you're...
Sure, I'm Winter.
Dan Aldrich, are you laughing?
Father. Father, how do you feel now?
How do I look, Henry?
Frankly, terrible.
Then you know how I feel.
The only thing is, there's only about 10 minutes left in 1948.
Yes?
Wouldn't it be a better omen if you saw the new year in with a smile?
Perhaps you're right.
Father, are you going to sit up?
I'm going to try.
It's a darn good hockey game, wasn't it, Father?
Yes, son, it was. Until they carried me out.
Gee, that player who got thrown into your lap. I think it did him good.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Sure, he just dusted himself off and jumped back on the ice and scored the winning goal.
Good for him. Now, please hand me that steak again.
Sure. And how's your eye coming along, Father? Gee whiz, there's the phone. You stay right where you are, Father, old-timer.
Thank you, Henry.
Hello?
Hello, Henry. How was the hockey game?
Boy, Mother, it was the best one I ever went to. How's the masquerade?
Just lovely, dear.
Did you win the grand prize?
No, dear. Homer upset the whole apple cart when he discovered his beard was made of spun sugar.
Oh. What happened?
He ate it. And, Henry, may I please speak to your father?
Father, Mother wants you on the phone. Mother, who did win the prize?
Mary and Kermit. Everyone thought they made a wonderful horse.
Is that your mother, Henry?
Sure, Father.
Did you see who's at the door, son?
Sure, Father.
Hello, Alice.
Sam, I just wanted to be the first one to say Happy New Year to you.
Why, thank you, Alice, and the same to you. Are you having a good time?
Frankly, dear, not as good a time as if you were here.
Alice, I'm going to make everything up to you. I haven't forgotten the promise I made you.
Dear, you really mean we'll go out someplace every Saturday night for the whole year?
Absolutely.
Well, my goodness, I'm certainly looking forward to 1949.
Father!
Oh,
Father!
Just a minute, Alice.
Father, guess who was at the door?
Who?
The man from the hockey rink. And he wanted to know how your black eye was.
Yes?
And just to show there's no hard feelings, look what he gave us. A season pass to all the hockey games.
What's that?
Every Saturday night for the whole year.
Every Saturday?
Sam, it's midnight.
But...
Happy New Year, Sam.
Happy New Year, Father.
Yes. Well, Happy New Year.
Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with your favorite youngster, his family, and his pals. The all-starring Ezra Stone is written by Clifford Goldsmith.